God is good
all the time.
All the time.
God is good.
The word that our Lord used in the resurrection and the gospel is always peace.
Yes.
The word peace is something we all want to experience.
Yes.
We see so much chaos and violence and evil in the world, a world that doesn't have peace. And the word of God's response, the good news,
yes,
is that he says, peace be with you.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Not a peace that's a general, ambiguous type of peace, but a peace in which we are in communion with the Lord our God.
Yes.
And we can sleep easy at night.
Yes.
Our conscience doesn't bother us because we are with God and God is with us.
Yes, amen.
This perfect communion with God and each other. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Mother Teresa was, she was going to the subway, and Mother Teresa of Calcutta, and she was begging. She was cleaning in the convent, because she asked all the nuns to do what she herself would do. So she was there standing. She said, can you give anything for the poor? She said, can you give anything to the poor? This man in this nice suit, he was an atheist, and he just got really angry at her. This nun just asking for money, you know, to give help with her cause to help poor people, right? And he got so angry, he spit in her face.
Oh, wow. Mm.
Just imagine, this man is spitting at her face. So she took the cloth that was she had, and she kind of wiped her face from the saliva. And she said, that was for me. What do you have to give to the poor?
Mm. Wow. Come on.
So he started crying. He just started shaking. He started crying. And she hugged him. And when she hugged him, that was part of his conversion. This man didn't have peace in his soul. Because what type of man would do something so evil to a nun that's just asking to help the poor? What kind of hatred did he have in his heart that he would do something like that? But her response was, peace be with you. She didn't say those words. She embraced him with her arms.
Yes.
And so Jesus embraced him through her. And so he had repentance. He was weeping for his sin, his disconnect with God, not keeping God's commandments, loving your neighbor as yourself. And he didn't seem to obviously love God with his whole heart, mind, body, and soul. He didn't have peace. And the people that murdered and did the violence to the Muslim community didn't have peace. You know, it was evil what happened in West Philly at the mosque. The Muslim community were celebrating their faith, and they were attacked. Women, children were there. It was such an evil event. And those killers, those murderers didn't have peace. They don't have peace for them to do something so evil, to take someone's life or to attempt to take someone's life. Just because they're practicing, maybe, I guess, I don't know what the motive was, but they're practicing their religion and they're being attacked. We see that you have to have peace in the heart and our soul. But it's through forgiveness of sins. And that's what St. Peter said in the first reading. He said, look, Jesus was judged, right? He was judged and he was sentenced to death. And he committed no crime. An innocent man. This past Monday, Keith and several of his classmates, we went to Washington, D.C. We went to the African American Museum. And I had to chaperone three kids. And so we went around to each level. And on the first level, when you could go underground, they had a casket. And the casket was the casket of Emmett Till, a 14-year-old boy that was murdered because of racism. And when the jury went, they judged, they said that the murderers, the two men that committed the murder, were innocent. So they got off scot-free. But that was the spark. His mother was very courageous. She told that story. And that was the spark of the civil rights movement. Many civil rights leaders knew about that murder. They knew about that case. And that's what gave them the inspiration to do what? To take the message of peace be with you and to allow society to know that racism is not peace. It doesn't promote peace. It promotes hatred. It promotes violence. And so it gathered everyone to become one, to see the innocent boy lose his life. And it was like seeing a priest victim. It was like seeing Christ in his death. By him dying, it inspired everyone to want to call everyone to repentance, to repent from the evil of racism, and to fight for peace. Peace in our hearts, so that children are safe, right? So that everyone is safe, children, elderly, everyone is safe from the evils of racism. Just imagine this. Just imagine you all of a sudden, you have this dream where you're walking to a court case, right? And you're in cuffs, you're being judged. And they have this billion-dollar lawyer. He has all these lawyers. They have these expensive suits. They have these boxes and files of every law that you supposedly broke. And they want to convict you. They want to put you away. And you're there, right? And they say that you broke all these laws, and the judge, you don't have a lawyer. The judge says, well, how are you going to defend yourself? What are you going to respond to this? You know, you're going to be put away. And the charge is you broke several laws, but one of them is basically murder. And they're accusing you of committing murder. And then all of a sudden, someone comes out of the court, it comes into the courtroom, and he said, drop the charges. The person that you said is murdered is not murdered. They're alive. Who was that advocate? That was the word that was used in the gospel, right? I mean, that was the letter of John, advocate. The letter of St. John, he said advocate. Advocate is a type of lawyer. It's not exactly a lawyer, but Jesus is our advocate. Just imagine he goes into that courtroom and he says, drop the charges. I'm alive. Our sins crucified Christ, as St. Peter said, right, in the first reading, that we see how the charges are dropped. God the Father said, no, the charges are dropped. All of our sins is what caused the death of Christ. That the charges are dropped because he's not actually dead. You're not being judged on a case for murder of the Son of God. Because the Son of God, our advocate, is alive.
Amen.
He's risen.
Amen.
And he says, drop the charges. I'm alive. The risen Christ says to all of us, peace be with you. And he draws us to have that peace. So the two disciples in the Gospel of Luke, they didn't have peace. We know they didn't have peace because they walked away from the church. They're walking away from where peace is happening. Wherever Jesus is present, that's where you have peace. He's the Prince of Peace.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
So the two disciples, they don't have peace. They say, oh, Jesus, he died. It's over. He was crucified. He's dead. There's no peace. There's no peace in their heart, and there's no peace for his followers, his disciples. They're in distress, anxiety, fear. They have no peace. But Jesus comes through and he says, peace be with you, right? He says these words to show that true peace comes only from Christ. Amen?
Yes.
So he opens the Word of God. He said, let me open the Word of God. He opens their minds and their hearts are burning. The fear, the anxiety, the stress, all those things that take away our peace, right? They take away peace. He really filters those things that take away our peace. He burns those things away from their heart. They don't have peace, right? They don't believe that he's alive, he's risen. And they're distressed. And he opens up the word of God and he purifies their heart. He's like, no, I'm all about peace. I'm not about war. I'm not about destruction, violence. Jesus said to the apostles, go and burn and kill everyone so that they become his disciples. No, he didn't promote violence and death for people to become part of his church, right? He promoted peace. He's all about peace.
Amen.
So Jesus says, look, Moses, he talked about me. It was all about prophesying what I would do. He said, I took away that violence. Instead of you experiencing violence, I took the violence, right? Jesus was scourged. He was crucified. He was crowned with thorns. Everything that the world wanted to do to take away Jesus' peace, Satan wanted to break our Lord. He didn't want him to have peace. Because if you looked in the eyes of Christ, when everyone saw him, they saw peace. A man that was filled with peace because he's truly God. He had peace. They would yell. They would scream. They would call him names. They spit on him. They crowd on him. Everything they did to steal that peace. And yet it didn't work. Our Lord had peace. You only can give what you have. So we have to have peace in our own heart and our own soul before we can share that peace, break that bread, break that bread of peace and give it to our brother and give it to our sister so that they can consume peace in their soul. But we gotta turn to our Lord first. He has to give it to us. Amen?
Amen.
And so Jesus explained. He said, look, I had to suffer. I had to die. He had to be the sacrificial lamb so that all the evil, all the things that take away peace in the hearts of humanity, he had to be the scapegoat. He took it all in. You know, when we see so much riots and destruction of property, when that happens at different times in our history, destruction of property, people being assaulted, that's not peace, right? That doesn't promote peace. When people destroy private property or they assault people because of disagreements or different perspectives or political views or religious views, whatever it is, it's never a sign of peace to attack another human being. Right? That's not what we're called to. We have to love our neighbor as ourselves,
yes.
Right?
Amen.
Because all that person is someone's daughter, someone's son, a father, a mother, a husband, a wife, a grandmother, an aunt. That person has a family. Yeah. And that person doesn't deserve to be attacked for whatever reason, right? We can have debates. We can have difference of opinions. And we can communicate that verbally. But we never lay our hands on someone else, right? We don't want to do that, right? We want to promote peace.
Amen.
We want to promote peace because we want it for ourselves. We don't want anyone to, we don't want to attack anyone so that no one else attack us. It's both ways, right? So Jesus promoted peace. He said, peace be with you. And we always hear those words at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass. Peace be with you. That's what we hunger to hear. That's what the apostles needed to hear. That's what the disciples need to hear. But not just us, but our community and the world. They need to hear that message. Jesus said, peace be with you.
Yes.
So brothers and sisters of Christ, I invite you to say those words to someone you know. Say, peace be with you. You say, you know what? Jesus gave me the word to speak to you. What's the word?
Peace be with you.
When you say that, you are the risen Christ here now, 2024.
Amen.
You are proclaiming the gospel, just like the apostles, right? We came here to consume peace. And like the apostles, you're sent out on that mission to plant the seeds of peace in the heart of our brothers and sisters in the world. They don't know who Jesus is. But when we reveal who Jesus is, he's the Prince of Peace. And he wants me to share this word with you. The eternal word wants me to share this word. Peace be with you. And that words will console that person. Because they're going to encounter Christ, the risen Christ. Because Jesus didn't say, peace be with you before his resurrection. He said, repent and believe in the gospel. He was preaching. He was teaching. But after his resurrection, then he said, peace be with you. Because he already, that's when he paid the price for us. He had to pay the price of evil, of sin. But once he did that, he said, I have this. Right? I reconciled all of us. He reconciled all of us to the Father through him and the Holy Spirit. So we have this peace with God. Sin was causing that separation, right? It was causing that separation between us and God. Sin is what's taking away our peace, creating that disunity. But Jesus reconciled us to God, forgiveness of sins. So through forgiveness of sins, we experience peace. And when someone offends us or wounds us, and when we forgive, like Mother Teresa did, she could have got angry. She could have yelled. She could have lost her peace. And yet she didn't. The Holy Spirit was moving her to reveal that she has peace. It's not a superficial peace, where when people treat you nice, when people are good to you, you're happy. But when people treat you badly, and you still have peace, that's a special grace. Yes. Amen?
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
And we all struggle. I know I struggle, we all struggle, right? To have that peace, to keep that peace. We all struggle to keep that peace, right? But that's okay. It's okay we struggle. Because we're on a journey.
Yeah.
We're moving in that direction. We're following our Lord. And Jesus is burning our hearts from not trusting in ourselves, but trusting in him. Not having faith in ourselves, but having faith in him, right? And so, just like the apostles, it was a process, right? They didn't believe when he was risen, automatically was that was him. They said, he said, give me something to eat. I'm going to eat this fish in front of you. Because they still were slow to believe. So we're not alone. I'm not alone, we're not alone. When we read the gospel, right? The apostles also struggled to keep that peace. But we know that we're on the way. Because every time we pray, every time we come to Mass, every time we receive Holy Communion, we are promoting peace. We're advertising it. And whenever we forgive, we're promoting peace.
Yes.
So that the peace we have can transfer over to that person that needs that peace. You know, Jesus on the cross said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do." He made excuses for those who were crucifying him. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. The Prince of Peace. That's how he speaks, right? And that's how he calls us to speak. So let us always turn to our Lord and say, Lord, give me this peace, Lord. Help me to have this peace when people are testing my faith. Help me to promote peace in my family, in my church, in my community. Lord, I want to promote this peace, Lord, because I know that you have the power to give me a peace that's so strong, that's so pure, that it would transfer over to everyone that I meet. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen.